everybody. My name is Sheena Wyatt and I am a business coach. And what I want to talk to you today is actually just getting you to think about planning for productivity and progress. Basically, stop faffing and start doing. It's so important, particularly now when we all feel like we've got more time to do stuff. And yet, funnily enough, all the stuff we thought we had more time to do, we're still not doing it. And that is mostly because people get sucked into a vortex of just planning for the sake of it. And so what I'm going to do over the next couple of minutes is just give you some tips and tricks to start planning for productivity and for progress and to get you on the step going forward. So what do I mean about planning for productivity? First thing you've got to do is be really, really honest with yourself. You've got to take a little bit of time over 5 days to think about when you feel that you're most productive. Personally, I am so not a morning person. I do not operate at my absolute best in the morning. It's just not when I work well. But if you're not sure when that is, take a diary over a week and think about when you feel like all the synapses are popping, where the ideas are flowing, where you're just absolutely buzzing with energy and productivity. Make a note of when that is. Then what you need to do is to get all the noise out of your head. Take a massive, massive piece of paper, a Trello board, a whiteboard, other planning tools are available. Empty this. Get it all out of there. Every single little thing, including must pick stuff up from the vet, drop the car off for an MOT. Get it all out of here. Get it out of your head, put it on paper, Trello, whatever it is, then walk away. Walk away from it for at least a couple of hours, then come back and have a look at that list with this really, really key mindset. What do you need to do each and every day to make your business a business? What do you need to do each and every day to keep you visible, to earn you money, to market your stuff, to make sure that when people are ready to buy from you, they know exactly where you are and they know exactly what you have to offer and how it will help them? Make a note of all those things on that list. Put that list somewhere else. Then look at what's left. What's all the stuff you really don't want to do? Can you outsource it? Because here's the truth coming at you like Cleopatra. If you don't want to do it, no matter how much you plan, you're not going to do it because you don't want to. So don't think about the cost to your business of outsourcing. Think about the value, because the more time you release for you to do what you're best at, guess what? You are going to be more productive and you are going to make more progress because you're not being held back by all the stuff that you don't want to do. And then finally, what you need to do is to take another look at that massive brain dump and look at what's left. I can almost guarantee you that they're going to be medium term and long term dreams. You know, the stuff that really fires you up about your business, the big plans for global domination, they're aiming for all of that stuff. And that stuff is brilliant. You don't need that in your day-to-day to-do lists. What you need are two things. You need a book of brain and a wall of brain. And if there's one thing that I would tell you today to get started, it's get your own book of brain. Get a notepad, get a notebook. If you want it to be a Trello board, go for it. But get a book that has a cover you can close. It's so important. And put all those medium-term plans in that book and put that book somewhere where you can get to it easily. But that's not your day-to-day to-do list. That's the stuff you go to when you've done the things you need to do each day to make your business thrive. And then you dip into that book of brain and you look at those midterm plans. Some of them you're going to think, hell yeah, I was on fire there. I need to move that forward. Some of them you're going to look at and think, what was I thinking? In which case you can just park them. If you want to change the way that you plan, so that you are planning to be productive and you are planning to make progress, all of that noise in your head needs to be put into different little boxes so that you can focus on the day-to-day stuff that moves your business forward and gives you the headspace when you're at your most productive to do the things that really float your boat, to start taking those midterm goals from dreams to goals to targets and then to reality. And that's it. All you need to do today to stop faffing and start doing is get rid of all the noise in your head, split it out into the things that you need to do in those three things, and do it when you're most productive. Simple.